You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Today's edition is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, who's reinventing how you invest. Whether you want to place a trade on Facebook Messenger or get market news from your smart speaker, TD Ameritrade's technology is designed to bring the market to you. See what's new at tdameritrade.com/innovation. Honda's helping GM on its quest to deliver self-driving cars, by Alex Davies. Cruise, the self-driving car arm of General Motors, has an unexpected new ally in its bid to keep its corporate master at the forefront of an industry enduring its greatest period of change in generations, Honda. In a deal announced today, the Japanese automaker will help San Francisco-based Cruise and its Detroit owner develop and mass-produce a new sort of vehicle for a world in which human drivers are no longer needed. Honda is opening its checkbook too, pledging to spend $2 billion on the project over 12 years, and immediately putting a $750 million equity investment into Cruise. For Honda, the partnership offers entree into a self-driving space, where it has thus far spent little time and effort. For Cruise and GM, the newcomer adds engineering know-how, especially with regard to interior design. That may not seem important today, while everyone is still figuring out how to make robots execute left turns and recognize pedestrians. But once the tech is ready, the ridership experience will hinge largely on how it feels to be inside the vehicle, like it does on airlines today. Perhaps more importantly, Cruise gets Honda's money. Self-driving research, you see, is expensive. Cruise plans to launch a self-driving taxi service somewhere in 2019, and it's hiring hundreds of engineers from a talent pool where demand exceeds supply. Autonomy could be a $7 trillion market by 2045, but nobody's making money yet, and nobody knows when they will, or how much, or how, exactly. Maybe Waymo's overseers at Alphabet and Uber's investors can handle funding such a long-term bet, but it's a tougher sell for GM, which still has to run its existing business, building cars for humans to drive. That's largely why Cruise and GM struck a deal with SoftBank in May, in which the Japanese firm's Vision Fund swapped $2.5 billion for a 19.6% stake in Cruise. It will de-risk our path to scale, Cruise CEO Kyle Vaught said on a conference call. So once the timing's right, we can really open up the throttle on this thing and get it going. As for the vehicle that will come of this deal, details are scant. GM President Dan Amon declined to say what it will look like or when it will arrive. But the idea is clear. It will be the first vehicle produced at scale that is freed from the constraints of having to think about vehicle design, having the driver at the wheel, and all of the traditional approaches to that, Amon said. Cruise has been using the electric Chevy Bolt for testing, which it does mostly in San Francisco, and GM plans to start that 2019 service with a version of the Bolt without a steering wheel or pedals. But in the long run, such services will call for vehicles made for riding, not driving. That could mean flexible interiors, new seating arrangements, new entertainment options, or a host of other things nobody has thought up yet. The bigger takeaway from this newest deal is that, with rare exceptions, nobody thinks they can deliver on this dream alone. Just as today's automakers rely on global networks of suppliers, dealers, and financiers, they'll need a new web of similar deals to put robots on the road. From LiDAR makers to car designers, to software developers to manufacturing gurus, to the eternally necessary financiers. Putting robot cars on the road demands a new web of agreements, partnerships, revenue-sharing schemes. On this ride to the future, as on any road trip, a good buddy or two can make all the difference.